This next story might make you squirm a bit. We're going to talk about health coverage for vasectomies. Vermont has pushed to make birth control options available to men as well as women. The state now mandates health insurance to cover the procedure without co-pays and deductibles. Rebecca Sinanis reports.
At the Gifford Medical Center in Randolph, Vermont, Nurse Ann Bridges puts together post-operation goodie bags for Vasectomy Friday, the most popular day of the week to get the permanent birth control operation.
So, instructions, ice pack, condoms, bacitracin, sample cups. One for each vasectomy.
For the 5% of families depending on vasectomies as their primary method of birth control, it's a fairly simple procedure. It's performed in what looks more like a gynecologist's office than an operating theater. Although female sterilization is more common, Nurse Bridges says a vasectomy is casual in contrast to when a woman has the surgery.
And for women to be sterilized, it's quite a procedure. I mean, it's inpatient, you're in the OR, you know, you have anesthesia on board, you're 6 weeks. I mean, it's actually a big deal. And men, they walk in, walk out. It's easier.
State Representative Chris Pearson, the vice chair of the House Healthcare Committee, oversaw the bill that adds vasectomies to healthcare coverage in Vermont. For Pearson, this legislation was personal. Like a lot of families, he and his wife started talking about a vasectomy after they were done having kids. They made the decision together. He thought other families should have the same option.
To me, it wasn't a mystery. It wasn't scary. It was just sort of a no-brainer that when we're talking about different birth control options, we ought to include vasectomies.
Pearson got the operation before the Vermont law passed, when out-of-pocket a vasectomy cost $1,400. The Federal Affordable Care Act only covers contraceptives for women.
And what we're saying here in Vermont, and I'm proud of this, is saying, no, this is a family decision in many, many cases. And we should not pretend that this burden only falls to women at all and reflect the reality that many, many cases families make this decision together, and that's appropriate.
He thinks in Vermont's Northeast liberal bubble, people often forget that access to birth control is controversial in many places.
But we are also part of a national dialogue, and it's important for us to push in the right direction while we watch so many states try to undo these basic rights.
Not everyone in Vermont agrees that's the right direction. In the legislative debate, the Diocese of Burlington argued for religious exemption. Pete Gummery is a deacon with the Diocese of Burlington who has long studied the intersection of morality and modern medicine.
First Amendment, freedom of religion. How can you compel a religious organization to do something which it views as cooperation with evil?
He says Vermont has many locally owned businesses run by families who have religious objections to providing birth control. On the federal level, Gummery's right. Corporations with religious affiliations, rights, do trump federal mandates. But what has not been decided yet is how that will play out for states. Maryland joins Vermont in adding birth control benefits for women and men. And similar bills are under consideration in Alaska, Minnesota, and a handful of other states. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich, Vermont.
And this story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, local member stations, and Kaiser Health News.